All right, Treacle, welcome to day 12 of hashtag 365, our journey towards health and happiness. 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 Just did my own echo effect there. Little joke for old Alex Baker Show listeners. The Alex Baker Show is coming back in March, by the way, lest we forget. Anyway, yesterday we were talking about the power of defaults. And I realised I left out a crucial point about why defaults are so important. And I thought, you know, rather than redoing it, I might as well just talk to you about it now. The beauty of having a daily podcast, no? What's so powerful about defaults is once you've changed your default, you don't really, and I kind of alluded to this, but I think I should have said it expressly, you don't then have to rely on your willpower. So take the crisps thing, for example. I don't eat crisps. So what I was kind of, the point I was trying to make yesterday is that if someone asks me if I want some crisps or if there's an opportunity to buy some crisps, I don't have to have any sort of internal struggle. I just go, no, I don't eat crisps. Do you see what I mean? The lack of that struggle means that I haven't really had to tap into my willpower. And I think it's actually really important that today we talk about willpower. So let's talk about willpower.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
So there's this massive misconception when it comes to willpower. People think of willpower as this thing that you can just call on whenever you need it, and you've either got it or you haven't. And that's great, but it doesn't actually correctly encapsulate how willpower works. Willpower is like a battery. It's not just this thing you can call on whenever, whatever. It's like a rechargeable battery. And the more you draw on it, the more you use it up. And that instinctively rings true, doesn't it? Like, you can be good all day, eat the right things, behave in the right way, everything's cool, you've got it on lockdown. And then as you get towards the end of the day, it starts unraveling a bit. And that's why you might find yourself, if you're anything like me, raiding the fridge at 10 o'clock at night, just smashing food into your face. I've been good all day, I need some sugar. Do you know what I mean? Because willpower is a battery and you use it up. It's not something you either have or don't have. It's something that everybody has, but you use it up. And the most important, crucial thing is that you have to recharge it. And it's quite easy to recharge it. You can recharge it through rest. You can recharge it through relaxation. You can recharge it through inspiration, which is why I'm doing this podcast, to inspire myself every day to get on with it. Do you know what I mean? There's all these different ways you can... Do you know, that, again, that rings true, doesn't it? If you read a book that's about weight loss or, you know, watch a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it looking all ripped or whatever, you feel sort of inspired. You kind of go, oh, yeah. And you feel like all your willpower has this boost. I guess that's what happens on, you know, why people, so many people start a diet on a Monday, because they've had the weekend to sort of recharge and reflect, and their willpower's back up to sort of critical mass. So they attack Monday and they're like, right, let's do this. Bang, get into your Monday using all your willpower. No, I don't want that. No, I don't want this. I'm super, I'm counting all my calories. I've absolutely got this. And by like Tuesday, you're sort of like, ha, yeah, woo, I'm still going to do this diet, I swear. And by Wednesday, you're just smashing another KFC, wondering where it's all gone wrong, surrounded by like sweet wrappers and self-loathing. That is because willpower is a battery. And we have to respect it as such. And that's the point I wanted to make about defaults. If you get into habits, frequent habits, and you change your defaults to healthier defaults, when your willpower is depleted, when you've got nothing left to give, that's when you can rely on your defaults to carry you through. You know what I mean? If I've spent all day ignoring and rejecting the advances of various different confectionery, you know, someone saying, oh, do you want a sweet? No, thanks. Hey, Alex, should we go for pizza? Nah, better not. I'm just going to have this. Oh, Alex, so here's some cake. It's my birthday. Do you want a slice? Oh, no, sorry, I'm on a diet. Ooh, watching my calories. You know, and that goes on all day and you just drained all your willpower. And then someone in the evening says, oh, do you want some crisps? No, don't eat crisps. It's easy to just reject it. You don't have to rely on that battery of willpower. It's just a baseline. You can just fall back onto your defaults and know that you've got this. Does that make sense? I thought that was kind of important to clarify. So I'm glad we did. Anyway, this is day 12, which is mind-blowing, because that means tomorrow's day 13, and then it's another weigh-in. I have to be honest, I'm a little bit nervous about this weigh-in, because 4 pounds was a good start to the diet. Well, I don't really want to call it a diet. Can we just eradicate the word diet? It's not a diet, is it? It's just like healthy living. It's like a lifestyle change, basically. But 4 pounds is a good start to this 365 journey. And I'm kind of a little bit nervous that I've nudged over my calories a couple of times this week. And I'm trying to kind of pare it back. But I think my willpower has been depleted somewhat because I've been a bit tired and Lou and my daughter's been a bit poorly. So kind of a bit all over the place. But I'm making excuses, really. I know I need to stay on it. But I am slightly terrified about stepping onto those scales. So I think tomorrow, day 13, I might do a bit of a fast day again. I might try and keep the calories a little bit lower. Sensible, but just a little bit lower. But we'll see. Oh, God, I'm nervous. I don't want to mess it up. Ah!